Proclamation number 4093 of 29th of July, 1947. Spiritual conversations, influence of light beings. All spiritual conversations ensure success, just not always immediately afterwards. Some time may pass before they are utilized, but they do not remain entirely without impression if there is mutual interest during the conversation. If, on the other hand, one part only listens reluctantly or inwardly rejects it, then success is doubtful, unless fate puts him into life situations where he recalls such conversations. Then there will also be success, and he will be grateful for the instructions he received from the spiritual conversation. And therefore, my servants should use every opportunity to promote my kingdom. They should take every opportunity to inform their fellow human beings of my working. They should teach where teaching is possible and always bear in mind that the spiritual forces are also active and influence the thoughts of those who have spiritual conversations, and that these forces also subsequently still try to exert their influence by repeatedly intervening in people's thoughts and reminding them of the speeches, and thus my servants on earth help them to direct people's thinking in a spiritual direction. And this spiritual activity is incumbent upon you, for only then is full understanding present for the spiritual knowledge offered by me when the human being mentally deals with it, and this is only the result of debates of spiritual content, providing the will is present to be told the truth. 28th of the 7th 1947. If people are willing to engage in spiritual conversations, then their course of thoughts will be directed as if by itself towards a subject which the beings of light want to explain to them, so that they will progress in realization and knowledge. They certainly believe to have raised this question themselves, but the influence of those beings has proceeded, for they are in knowledge of the spiritual state of the people entrusted to them, whom they now try to instruct in accordance with divine will. But it absolutely requires an open heart. Thus the human being must have the will to broaden his knowledge, he must desire the truth. Then the beings of light will teach him, they will often intervene in his thoughts. Anyone who makes the spiritual kingdom the aim of his thoughts will always be guided by his spiritual guardians in such a way that he will be offered the opportunity for spiritual conversations, that he will be able to express his thoughts and thereby will benefit himself from it, as well as his partner in the conversation can increase his knowledge according to his desire. And thus the beings of light also determine the human being's fate to a certain extent, i.e., they also intervene in earthly experience, but with the aim of the spiritual progress of those who are entrusted to them as protégés. But they always guide the human being according to God's will, so that the human being's destiny has been determined by God since eternity but is carried out by the beings of light. Just as the human being's will itself is decisive for his destiny, then they will influence the human being's thoughts in such a way that he will undertake what is advantageous for his spiritual upward development. It is no coercion which is exerted on the human being, only a representing of this or that thought which the human being can now freely take up or let flow. And he will also use his free will if he feels little coercion and yet listens to the spiritual influences, although he believes he shapes his life himself through his free will. The spiritual guardians are full of love for their charges and also guide their life's destiny such that spiritual development can always be furthered, that great spiritual danger can be averted and the connection with God can be established and eagerly cultivated, but always respecting the human being's free will, thus never exerting coercion on his decision. But if the human being is pleasantly touched by spiritual conversations, If he seeks them or does not avoid them, then he will gain inconceivably much. For then the spiritual working of the beings of light can be inferred with certainty, and then he will also be certain of his ascent. For where beings of light can work, the human being is relieved of all danger. He will progress in his upward development. He will reach the aim on earth. He will enter into contact with God and never ever be without spiritual protection and help. Amen.